dead have been covered with lime. The dead know only one thing. It is better to be alive.
Transmission started.
And now it's time for Fleshing It In.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Fleshing It In. I am your host, John Senning, and I am sitting here with Albie Larson. Albie, thanks for coming.
Hi, John.
How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. This is the part where we explain to them that we have already recorded once.
We have.
And it was so good. It was too good to put out.
It was tight.
It was too good to put out, so we're recording something that just like regular people with like regular thought processes will be able to understand a bit more.
Yeah.
We're dumbing it down for the masses.
Yeah, I'm going to phone it in.
Basically. Okay. So, Albie, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Which celebrity death from 2016 affected you the most?
David Bowie.
David Bowie?
For sure.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, well, if you listen to the lost tapes of our podcast.
Right, so in 20 years, people are talking about this podcast, they're going to be like, the lost episode.
The lost
episode. Which I still have.
For sure.
So that'll be released behind the paywall,
For a hardcore listener, hardcore lover.
Yeah, in like 15 months or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for those who don't get to hear that and hear this first, loved David Bowie.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had some nerdy responses, but we won't even get it. Like Neil Armstrong, it was sad to see him go.
Right.
Like Spaceman. Harper Lee, Shrek, To Kill a Mockingbird, you know, huge book.
Great author.
Great author. Go Set a Watchman.
There's some trouble with that.
A little bit of trouble. White supremacy.
Tragic story.
Yeah, very tragic.
The whole thing was tragic. Harper Lee.
Yeah.
The death, the way it came out.
You know, you feel like they planned her death.
Yep.
Like probably somebody put a cocktail together after they released that book. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, we're going to make this.
How can you sell more books?
Yeah,
kill
exactly.
The author.
Kill the author. Yeah. Absolutely. Which kind of brings me to David Bowie, right?
You know, right.
Right before he died, they had the whole release of Black Star.
Yep.
You know more about this than I do.
All the photos that his wife took.
Yeah.
Aman, I believe her name is.
Laman?
Aman. Iman. She's a European model. I don't know enough about her. Sometimes I should just not talk about things that I don't know enough about. Like,
because
like,
we get lost.
We're not going to bring up the singularity this time.
I don't even know what the singularity is.
Me either.
I'm not going to pretend.
I'm not going to pretend.
For those of you that are listening, Google the singularity and
do your own research.
And later, we're going to start a different podcast and talk about the singularity.
About the singularity. And it's going to be a non-linear podcast.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep.
David Bowie, I had nightmares. I had nightmares.
About his death.
Oh yeah. I mean, just because of the Black Star, Black Star video.
Yeah,
it's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm selling David Bowie's Black Star album right now, inadvertently, but it freaked the crap out of me. Like, you know, they're like, there's going to be questions about this record for the rest of your life, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's just, yeah, man, that would affect me. Probably still will for a long time.
Black Star.
Black Star.
Buy it. Get it today.
Get it on iTunes.
As far as 2017 is concerned, do you want to pick someone for the Deadpool?
Well, I think it's probably, you know, George Bush.
H.W.,
not regular W.
No.
W's going to be around for a long time.
Dude, he's having so much fun.
He is having the time of his life.
I don't want to date this too much, but did you see him at the inauguration?
Oh, my gosh. I think this is, it's one of those things where he is hitting his prime right now.
It's amazing.
Like, well, I was a rock star.
It was so funny when Obama walked out there and he like kind of like looked at Obama and gave him like a little smirk and pointed at him like, hey, I've been here before. You know, what's up, man? I was going out when you were coming in. Now you're going out. This guy's coming in. It's crazy. Crazy world.
It's
crazy how this world works.
Crazy.
You want to get a beer?
Suddenly I'm an all-star.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Look at how cool I look compared to this orange fuck. but he had that poncho on that he was like trying to work with.
Yeah,
it's
it was
amazing.
Cute. It was very cute.
He's in his prime for sure.
He is in his prime.
W's going nowhere. Check out the biopic that Josh Brolin did when he played George W. Bush.
How old is Josh Brolin? Definitely not old enough.
No, not old enough, no. But he played him, like, throughout the years. So I think he played, like, a younger version. Then he played, like, his actual age that he was. And then he played an older version, too.
So just to go on the politics thing for a little bit longer, I was pushing for Jeb.
Jeb.
I liked, as far as a Republican, you know, I'm...
I'm pretty sure Jeb's slogan was, like, for the presidency was just Jeb with an exclamation point on the end.
Yeah, was awesome.
Which is better than sad with an exclamation point at the end, which Trump loves to say.
Yeah, sad. That was in the inauguration speech, right?
Sad. It's sad. What if Jeb would say Jeb at the end of everything? Jeb. It'd be amazing.
Jeb.
He's just tweeting Jeb exclamation point.
It'd be like a step forward for all those with Tourette's.
Yeah. Jeb. It could be a new word for everyone to say. But so why were you such a Jeb Bush fan?
I just thought he was like a realistic candidate. He seemed pretty chill, like the laid back Bush.
Yeah. More laid back than W.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. He wears glasses.
He, you know, seemed like a regular dude.
He's younger, you know.
He was going to burn the place to the ground.
Yeah, but I also feel like every time he said something, he had to look at Barbara Bush, like, to, like, make sure it was okay.
It was okay, Mom.
It's all right, Mom.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all really, like, looking to our mothers for comfort. Just as long as we can, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I am. You know, it's like... When someone asks you, like, do you think you can do this all by yourself? And you have to, like, look at your mom real quick. And then you're like, yeah, I think so. You know, you need her. You need that little assurance.
You know, there's going to be a point in time where your mom hopefully dies before you, right? Like, you don't want to.
Not me, nope.
You're going to die before your mom?
I hope so.
Are you going to? Okay.
I hope to die before anyone that I love, including my dog. Because I don't want to have to go through that. That's how selfish I am. That's how selfish I am. One of my good friends died a few years back, and I couldn't handle that very well at all. Did not handle that well. I can't imagine what's going to happen if my dog's going to die. My dog's like 6 years old. Probably not going to live for another 6 years. But it's that's about
14
it.
14 if you're lucky.
Sure. He's a smaller dog, so small dogs live a little bit longer, right?
Okay.
Compared to big, I feel like Great Danes, those type of dogs have shorter lifespans. I want to say it's like 9.
Very short, even shorter than that. I think they're only 6 or 7.
They have big hearts that are pumping the blood through their big bodies, right? But still, you're telling me my dog's at a midlife crisis? Oh, no. I'm out.
So my girlfriend and I have been talking about getting another dog. We have one dog. And she's looking at these like golden girl dogs that they do postings. And they're 10, 11 years old. Dogs you're going to get and they're going to die when you bring them home.
See,
you
know, but car that's ride. Like a really nice thing to do for that dog.
But for you, it's awful.
It is awful.
Like, yes. Oh, look, it's Fluffy. I brought home Fluffy.
That's like the most selfless dog-owning thing you could do, though.
Is it really?
I think so.
Yeah. She's an angel.
It's next... She's an angel. It's next to, like, getting a three-legged dog. You know?
Oh, yeah. But my brother's got a three-legged cat. He loves that. But he kind of, like, uses it a little bit to be like, look at my three-legged cat. He's hilarious.
Yeah. Like, I know someone has a one-eyed cat. I don't think she uses it in that way. It's an adorable cat.
You could dress it up with like an eye patch, stuff like that.
I saw someone who put a googly eye on one of
the
cats.
Yeah, I saw that meme too. Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's the way that the eye sits. I like to put googly eyes on things. I have googly eyes on an Isaac Newton bust at home. It makes it more fun.
Yeah, it's cuter.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Googly eyes. I have some extra ones at home.
I would love some of them. Put them on my water bottle.
Perfect. I think it would go really well.
It would go swimmingly.
Yeah. Nice water pun.
Excuse me?
Water pun. You said swimmingly.
Oh, swimmingly.
Water.
Oh, water bottle.
That's how puns work.
You know, words, right? I'm just not that good with puns.
Words, much like death, are inevitable. Is that a saying?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. It might be, but...
So, back to death real quick. Do you have any plans of what would be done with your body after death?
You know, I've got lots of I've got lots of plans. Big plans.
Are you a cremation guy? Are you a bury me guy?
I think we've talked about this. We talked about this a little bit, but the tree. There's this whole weird tree thing going on.
Yes,
there's a weird tree thing.
Right. So we did talk about this on the Lost episode. For those of you who have the privilege of listening to it, but for those who don't. You can.
Would you like me to explain?
Yes, please.
Well, they take your body.
Yep.
And they do something to it. They hit it with a bunch of acid, right, or whatever. I don't know.
They're throwing acid at it.
I don't know. What are they? Something. They do something to process.
I feel like in some of these processes, they are cremating your body and they're mixing the remains with the soil.
Yeah.
To bury.
So it probably increases the nutrient content. So it makes it more conducive.
Right, because we're all just carbon-based organisms.
Okay.
And carbon's great for plants.
Yeah.
I think I have a green thumb. I used to work at a garden center when I was like 12.
Lowe's? Were you a Lowe's guy?
No. Hat Toys.
Hat Toys?
It's a local establishment.
Oh, Hathaway. Okay,
yeah, cool. Local establishment.
Yeah, cool.
Hathaway. Yeah, it's just a quick
Coventry,
shout out. Yeah, it's a very Coventry thing. If you're looking for perennials, shrubs, you can say Coventry. I feel like everyone outside of Coventry calls it Coventry, because that's probably the right way to say it. It's like a town in England, you know? It's very
Coventry. Common.
There's a good one. That's a good Rhode Island.
Yeah.
It's like Cranston.
That's how the people from West Warwick would say Coventry.
Yeah. Or Freda Felcher from Cranston.
Freda Felcher from Cranston.
Exactly. Yeah. From
Perfect.
Dumb and Dumber.
So shout out to Hathaway's.
Yep. Shout out to them.
Spring is on its way.
I got some houseplants at home.
That's cool. Me too.
So they love carbon.
Carbon.
So I think... So what was this acid you were talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I was just making it up.
Oh.
But carbon, you know, shout out to carbon. It's disgusting when you use it all up. Like your Brita filter, use that up, just goes in the landfill. It's a disgusting when the medium is used up.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Are you saying there's too much carbon in our landfills?
I'm saying we use too much. I think we use too much raw carbon.
Yes. Right, because we're using it to filter out everything.
Yeah.
They're in your air purifiers. They're in your Brita filters.
Yeah.
They're in your fish tank filters.
That's a big thing, carbon footprint, right?
Yeah. How much carbon we're using.
Yeah.
And disposing.
All sorts of packaging, yeah.
Right.
That's real.
We're burning carbon to make these plastics. All the above. Listen, I have a bumper sticker that says, stop pollution before it stops you. And I'm a big proponent for that.
Proponent.
That's the word. No, the word is proponent.
Proponent.
Yeah, that's how you spell it.
Shout out to Jeb Bush.
That's how he would say it.
That's right.
Yeah. So he stutters sometimes. He was better than Trump.
But better. I stutter sometimes, too.
Me, too, as you just heard.
Sometimes I just have so much that I want to say.
The hashtag for this episode is hashtag stutter sometimes, hashtag better than Trump.
So is this going to be released on Twitter as an episode? Will there be like a press release?
Wait, this episode will be released. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, what are you asking?
I don't know. Are we going to do like a campaign, Twitter campaign? Do I need to just fire up a Twitter?
I just think any sort of media that we can create in today's age is positive because Trump hates the media so much. So podcast, sure, do it. Put it out there. Make a press release about it.
Let's talk about the death of Vine for a little while.
Oh, okay. Speaking of death.
Yeah, death.
Are you a Vine fan?
No, I wasn't.
And so are you a Twitter fan?
Oh, yeah.
Twitter owns Vine, right? Or owned
Vine.
Still
owns the carcasses of Vine, right?
Right. So Vine was its own thing. Then Twitter bought it. And then Twitter put it out of commission because Instagram came in and started doing videos, basically, right?
So that's why Vine
I think they put Vine out of business because everyone already used Instagram.
But what about Snapchat? Like, I don't get the Snapchat thing. I'm too old.
You don't use Snapchat at all?
Occasionally, but I don't have that many friends.
I feel like Instagram...
Or on Snapchat.
So Instagram... This is insane. This is such like a 2017 conversation. But Instagram started Instagram stories, which are like live stories, which is basically what Snapchat started with. Mm-hmm. I feel like Snapchat might be getting kind of phased out.
No.
I don't know.
Snapchat wants to be a camera company, so they're going to have, glasses.
Glasses, right,
wearable.
But I feel like I have the same amount of friends on Snapchat and Instagram. When I post an Instagram story, more people are seeing that than when I post a Snapchat story. Because you can see. That's how paranoid media is now. You can actually see how many people have viewed something.
Ugh.
On Snapchat, like
on Snapchat, you can
14
people.
Oh,
yeah, Snapchat, you can click.
Look,
there's a little eye.
As I say that, there's a notification on my phone. People viewed your video more than 60 times. Like,
on
why
Instagram.
Are you on Instagram? Yeah.
So you get a notification about that.
Every 10, every multiple of 10, it will tell me viewed your video 50 times or 60 times. So Vine, for those who don't know, were 6 second looping videos.
Yeah, something like that.
And most of it. I think most of the popularity rose out of hacky comedians making shitty, racially charged, 6 second long videos, because that's what all that shit ended up being.
Just like people dropping the N-bomb and saying
no,
stuff?
No, it was always just like, black people are like this, white people are like this,
oh,
LOL.
Yeah.
Here's how girls react, here's how guys react, there's your 6 seconds. So I'm glad Vine is done, because I hate Vine stars.
So that's where like Aziz Ansari got his start, is what you're saying.
You think so?
Maybe. That was a pretty good Aziz Ansari impression, I thought.
Oh, well, I mean, Aziz has talent with stand-up. These people, were just hacks that were probably taking Aziz jokes and making them into 6 second videos, I feel like.
Shout out to Vine.
Fuck Vine.
I just threw you off the path right there.
I'm glad it's dead.
Me too. I didn't really like Vine.
Some things deserve to die. And Vine was one of them. Well, because of the stars that it perpetuated. I hate that. Like, to me, that's just like hacky comedy. That black people are like this, white people are like this. Like, stop. Make real, like, you can make funny content in 6 seconds.
And I can't come up with good jokes, though. I have a hard time. I don't know how to.
All my jokes are good.
I believe you.
And
I've never heard any of them.
And they're, I tell one-liners, so they're all short, so they're perfect for Vine videos.
What's like a good one-liner? That, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
That you want me to tell?
I guess.
Of my own joke?
Sure.
You know what keeps me on my toes? Being born without heels. So that's like a one-liner, you know? That's one of my favorite jokes of mine.
Is it or, a thinker?
You know what keeps me on my toes?
You know, keeps me on my toes.
I was born without heels.
Yeah. I get it. I like it.
But this is why when one person asks you to tell a joke, you don't tell it.
No, because you call them an asshole and say, I'm not going to do that.
No, usually...
Not a jukebox.
Usually I would say that, like, what do you think I am, a clown or something?
Yeah.
But also, it's just a sheer game of numbers, right? You're an audience of one. Right. If you don't laugh, that means 0% of
but
my audience.
But there's probably a lot
laughing.
Of people out there listening to this podcast who are going to be like, that joke was hilarious. His guest is a douche. Throw him out. Why am I still listening right now?
Well, I appreciate the compliment, I think. I think it was a compliment.
I think the joke
in there somewhere.
Funny. I'm just not very... I'm not very funny either, so...
No, I mean, it's
I
also...
a good gauge of humor.
Well, you don't think you're funny?
Funny looking.
No.
Come on.
No, you're not.
That's
funny
why I'm
looking.
Doing podcasts. Right?
So, yeah. My mom always told me I had a face for radio.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
We'll go back to moms there for a second.
Yep.
So the death of Vine, I think we're done talking about that.
Yeah, we're done with that. All sorry right. to throw you off the, you know, whatever course you, trajectory you had.
No, I mean, what is life but a series of, I don't know where I'm going with that.
We've been watching too much sci-fi lately, I think.
Yeah. We both just saw Arrival recently.
Yep. So now we're all thinking non-linearly.
Oh, spoiler.
Oh, spoiler alert. Yeah.
Listen, as much as I hate spoilers, that is an actual spoiler.
That is a
that
spoiler.
Is a movie that you could literally say two words about, and you'll spoil it for someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there are some movies
like
that...
Like Game of Thrones, you're like, everybody dies, and spoiler sure. alert.
Right. See, that's not as much of a spoiler. When you say everybody...
Mostly, you know, a lot.
Right. But there are some... Do you think there are some movies... Do you watch a lot of movies?
Yeah, I try.
Some
I mean,
movies,
not really.
Some movies aren't really... don't really have spoilers.
Okay.
Like, I went and saw the Lego Batman movie the other day.
Oh, man, my girlfriend has been pushing me to go see that movie, and I haven't seen it.
You can spoil that for me. It's not going to ruin my experience, you know?
Okay.
If someone had told me before I saw Arrival what we just said, it would have ruined my experience. Kind of like someone told me something about the movie Split before I saw it. It's the newest M. Night Shyamalan movie that's out.
Oh, it looked too scary for me.
Someone told me something about that, like two words, spoiled. Certain movies are heavy spoiler movies.
Like Sixth Sense.
Sure.
Another
M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Joel Osment is dead, spoiler yeah. alert. If you haven't seen that movie yet, well, what's wrong with you?
But it's the other way around.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis is dead. Haley Joel Osment sees dead people.
Oh, yeah.
And Bruce Willis is dead the whole time.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't remember.
Or The Village.
Yeah, I saw
it's
that one.
It's current times, even though we thought it was the 1700s. We thought they were all Puritans.
Was there a spoiler in Signs? That was another, that was the one with Mel Gibson, right?
Yeah, it was the one with Mel Gibson. It wasn't really a spoiler, but the reveal at the end was that the aliens were basically allergic to water.
Right.
But they decided to come to a planet that is 70% water.
Yeah.
Dumb.
They didn't do their research.
No.
Not a very good science program there on those other planets.
No. Oh, so you're chalking it up. I love this. You're chalking it up to the poor research of the aliens in the movie, not the shitty writing by M. Night Shyamalan.
No, M. Night Shyamalan is one of the greatest writers of our time.
And he wrote into the movie the fact that these aliens were just so delusional that they wouldn't think that what they are allergic to. It'd be like Superman going to a planet that is 70% kryptonite. It makes no sense.
Do you think they knew ahead of time that they were allergic to water, or they had just never been to a planet with water?
Great question. Let's call M. Night right now.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, he's going to be the next guest.
Do either of us do a good M. Night Shyamalan impression?
I don't think so.
He is Indian, so it might be racially charged. Yeah. So let's not.
moving on. So Deadpool. We're talking about Deadpool. Another
movie?
I mean, the movie, okay. Everybody loved Deadpool. And I love that style superhero movie. I love superhero movie. But I don't know, man. It's just a real downer to start it. It's like, oh, this dude's dying, you know. And they
Oh my God. Yeah, that is.
It's a wicked downer.
It is pretty brutal in the beginning.
Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah, he gets cancer. He gets really sick. After he falls in love with this woman, you know.
Yeah.
And he doesn't necessarily seem like a guy who would fall in love with a woman at the beginning of the movie, and they find each other.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, beautiful eight-pack abs.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan Reynolds, fuck him, fuck Ryan Gosling. These funny, attractive guys. They're funny and they're attractive.
Ruining women for
John Hamm,
regular slouches like us.
Yes.
Lucky we have the girlfriends that we do.
Right. Yes.
John Hamm. Yeah. Come on. Do you see him doing He's doing commercials for like I don't know turkey burgers now.
He does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Funny, charismatic, handsome. In one of the best television shows of all time.
Mad Men?
Mad Men.
Which was, spoiler alert, a Coca-Cola advertisement, really.
Mad Men. I've never seen it. Jocelyn loved it.
You've never seen Mad Men?
No.
Mad Men?
I like all the people in it. Great, a lot of great actors in it.
Yep.
John Slattery.
Which guy was that?
The older guy with the white hair.
Yeah, yeah, he's good.
Rich Sommer.
Nah, I don't know him.
Glasses.
Don't know these people by name. Old guy as well.
No, younger.
Don't know him.
Good guy.
Sounds good.
Yep. Cool. Allison Brie, another great actor in that show.
Yep.
I call
she was from Community. Great show.
I don't know if you noticed how progressive I was. I call female people who are in movies and TV actors as well.
Ooh.
They're all actors. Okay?
See, me, I've got a filthy mouth, and I am not let out of my cage very often.
But you didn't say actress.
I didn't even know that saying actress was a bad thing.
I don't know if it is. I'm just saying, when it becomes a bad thing, I'm already a step ahead of you.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So... that's how we're thinking here in the name in this studio, which we haven't named yet.
I'm not gonna.
You got no ideas?
I mean, I have ideas probably, but I don't know.
Sometimes I just like to look around and I'm like, wood floor. Nope, not a good one. It's the shape of a backwards L. Sometimes I think that might have to do non-linear L.
It smells like paint. So like
it does smell like paint.
Studio.
If that's bothering you, we can open the windows or take a break or something.
No, I don't need a break.
I thought about that. Like, does this bother? This is great for the podcast. The smell of the room that we're in and how it's going to kill us. Oh.
I'd say we're losing listeners, but they're already all gone.
Speaking of death, I thought I had a bug bite on my back this morning.
Oof.
So I went, Jocelyn, take a look at this. Is this a bug bite? And I lifted up my shirt and she goes, oh, is it the rash that you're talking about? So what I thought, I think I've been scratching a bug bite furiously for about 24 hours, and I have made it worse on my back. It is since I put some ointment on it, it looks better, but basically I think I'm going to die because I don't know what this rash is.
And, you know, we need to pull this one out of the lost episode. It's I think everything is going to kill me, right? Like a couple weeks ago I had stomach pain,
right?
And it was just, I was driving to work, and I'm like, this is it, this is the last day, this is how I'm going to spend my
because
last
you didn't
day
know after what it was from.
You don't know what
it was
from.
This crazy feeling.
I'm going to keel over answering an email about something I don't give a shit about.
Right.
That's the worst.
And now, how does that make you feel about dying? Like,
you sound like my therapist.
Would you rather die in, like, more of an exciting way?
I don't know.
Or are you the type of person who just wants to, like, live a nice old life and maybe, like, go peacefully
in
a bed at home or something? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, if I found out that I was dying or something like that, I wouldn't want anybody to tell me. And I would just want to get whacked with morphine and then just...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you just want to know? Would you want to be... Well, John, you've got 24 years.
Depends how old I was.
Minutes.
Depends how old I was. Because if I'm like 35 and you're like, you got 6 months to live, then I'm going on like the adventure of a lifetime. You know? Like I'm just going to travel the world.
What if you blow all your money and then you find out you're not actually dying?
Yeah, but see, I feel like the culmination is going to be like me jumping off a cliff at the Grand Canyon or something to like actually like just... you know, go out on my own terms.
So is that how you want to go? You want to be like a bug splat at the bottom of the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. You ever been to the Grand Canyon?
No. I gotta go there.
Fucking awesome.
Really?
Oh my God. It is unreal.
I've heard you can camp there.
Yeah, you can. I've camped at the top of the Grand Canyon. You can also go down, camp at the bottom. You can take donkeys down. They'll walk down. You can hike down. It's great. But I have, set up camp one night, woke up at about 5 a.m., there were like 6 deer in the field around us eating. We went to the actual canyon and saw the sunrise. It was like amazing. And then this was the day before Thanksgiving.
Did Did you kill one of those deer and eat it for Thanksgiving?
Yep. Drove down to Phoenix with the deer on our...
Picked up my shotgun, put it on the back of my truck.
Yep.
Away we go.
This is Arizona.
It is Arizona. Yeah, I don't... I think I've been to Arizona a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, mainly cities, though.
Phoenix?
Yeah, I think I went to Phoenix.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Tempe? Big college there.
Yeah.
ASU?
Oh, I've heard about that one.
Mm. Arizona State.
Arizona State.
Yeah. There, go... Go...
Buckeyes?
Pontiacs.
The Pontiacs?
Buckeyes,
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We love colleges here.
As you can tell, we're both, you know, relatively scrawny white people, white dudes.
Yeah.
Don't know anything about football.
Mm-mm.
College football, anyways.
I don't know much about college football. All I know about football is how much I love the Patriots and how much I also hate the NFL. Because it's a terrible organization that promotes...
Brain injuries?
Yes, exactly. CTE and concussion-based injuries that are terrible. The NFL, hopefully, is on a swift decline.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
But...
They're trying to expand.
They are trying to expand.
They're going to do, like, a World Football League.
Ooh.
And now it's going to be us beating up on a bunch of, you know, malnourished African...
The Patriots are playing in Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm. They play in Europe.
It sounds...
A lot of European games.
I'm down.
Cool. All right. Sorry, Goodell. I mean, thank you, Goodell. Roger Goodell, everyone loves you so much here in New England.
I'm still waiting for you to come back to Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
And receive the booing that you deserve.
Please come home where we want you back so badly. Speaking of Roger Goodell and death, I'm not going to correlate those two things. Have you ever thought of an epitaph, Albie?
An epitaph.
An epitaph. Well, okay, so we talked about probably being buried into a tree. Would you want, like, a memorial plaque at the bottom of this tree that says something about you using your life force or anything?
No, I think that I want it to be more of, like, a video montage.
Right, okay. So. Of, like, cool things that you did?
Maybe.
Pictures of you smiling, thumbs up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, songs that I've written.
Nice. I like
recorded.
All of
it. Oh, it'd be awesome.
Playing in the background.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like montage.
Like a montage.
Little Ken Burns effect, you know, with like some pans and tilts on the photos. And
if I knew who Ken Burns was, then perhaps.
Documentarian.
Yeah. I don't really watch many documentaries. Documentaries.
I watch. Documentaries.
Yes.
It's like when someone watches a biopic.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like about somebody's life.
Yeah, a biopic. That's the right way to say it.
Biopic, not a biopic.
No, biopic.
Biopic.
Biopic is definitely right.
Biopic is definitely right?
Yeah, it is. But I know people who say biopic.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Stop saying that. It's like people who say, I could care less.
I could care less. I could care less.
That's not the phrase.
I don't care. I care about, you know, medium amounts.
Yeah.
Medium amount.
No.
Yeah.
Mm. This has been Pet Peeves with John and Albie.
So an epitaph.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, multi-sensory. We're talking video.
So more than just a sentence.
Show.
More than just a little sarcastic quip or...
Several of these GJs. I'm not that witty. I couldn't just sum it all up into one.
Right. Not like Merv Griffin, who his epitaph says, I will not be right back after this message.
Ugh.
We can't be as funny as Merv.
No.
You know? So multi-sensory... Photos, videos, music.
Rotating DJs. It's going to cost a lot of money over...
But you don't care.
No, I mean...
You're dead.
One foot in the bill.
No. You don't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah.
Kind of one of the best things about death to me is that I won't worry about anything after that happens.
No more money problems.
No more anything problems. No more problems.
Yeah.
You know? Walk away.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean...
Yeah, but you seem to be, what?
Well, I don't want to die, right? But I agree with you. Like, when you die, I don't want to die right now.
Oh, okay.
Not anytime soon.
Sure.
I mean, you're making the case for suicide, though.
I'm not making the case for suicide. Well, no, I'm not trying to make the case for suicide. Maybe inadvertently I am. I'm also not saying that I want to die right now, but I guess what I'm saying is that if I were to die right now, I wouldn't care because I'd be dead.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, like... When I die, I guess it doesn't really matter. If I died right now, it would suck for you.
Yeah, that would be awful. I'd have to explain what I was doing for the last 2 hours.
Right.
There would be all sorts of questioning.
There is audio recording
of it. Fair enough. Like, if you just spontaneously combusted,
right.
It would be weird.
Right.
It would be...
But, I mean, maybe there's poison in this coffee, and that's what kills me.
Oh, man. This brings up a totally different topic of going to restaurants and going and buying things that other people are preparing.
Yes.
Oh, you never know if somebody's spitting your coffee.
Are you talking more just something that, like, a spit in the coffee or poisoning?
The likelihood of me, you know, I'm not important enough to be poisoned.
You don't need to be important. What if it's just
the cut of that guy's gym.
Yeah, or just, like, a shitty employee who, like, is having a bad day and they want to...
Yeah, that would be rough.
Or even an accident.
When I do die, hopefully a long time from now, that will be one of the chains that I am freed from, worrying about going to restaurants.
It's one of the worries. So do you avoid going out and getting food like that for that reason?
I think I used to.
Less now.
I just sort of accept the fact that there's...
That it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think it happens all the time?
I don't know. I just assume it. Worst case scenario, right?
Have you ever worked in the food industry?
My second job, I worked for Wendy's.
For Wendy's?
Oh, yeah.
And were you or any of your coworkers the type of people who might deface a meal or two if someone was shitty?
I don't recall any friends doing
that. You just hear stories about it, or you see it in movies, or Eminem rap songs. We're all familiar with him spitting on your Big Mac or whatever the hell he's hocking a loogie on in that music video.
Guess Who's Back? No, which song? Eminem? Which song are we talking about?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's of that era. Guess Who's Back or Without Me or something like that. He hawks a loogie on... It's
the real
very,
Slim Shady. Is it the real Slim Shady?
It might be. It's very visceral. I can picture it. I think it is the real Slim Shady, actually. But you or any of your coworkers, no. Not you. You're a decent person. You seem to have empathy.
I mean...
You don't want to die right
now. Yeah, that would be awful. We're talking about the golden rule type of thing. Like, if I spit in somebody's food, I'm expecting, you know, a hellfire of shit being spit in my food.
Of shit karma back at you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. Like, you spit in somebody's food, you're going to get a million times more shit spit in your food.
What about any employees that you worked with? Even if just, like, dropping something on the ground and being like, 5-second rule and putting it back in, you know?
Yeah, I worked at one coffee place where that happened.
That did happen? Someone would spill coffee on the ground and pick it back up?
Some girl was being a jerk, and she, like, spilled coffee on the ground, and we had to clean it up. So then I didn't do this, but there were minions in the back, and they were like, ha, 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 we spit in their food.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. So did this person spill coffee maliciously, though?
I don't think so. But she was being a jerk. I remember is this woman was being a jerk. So,
sometimes people deserve.
So they poisoned her. They put arsenic in her food.
And she's dead.
And she is now dead, yeah.
And we will not release the name of this coffee place or the names.
No.
And there's a statute of limitations on murder.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Ask OJ.
Ask OJ.
Mm.
Also.
Made in America?
What?
No, that's the new OJ thing.
No, People versus OJ.
People versus OJ is the one that we both recently watched.
Yeah, American Crime Stories?
Yes.
That's what it was?
Yes. Spinoff of American Horror Story.
Horror, me and horror, I'm not good with
No, movies. Not a horror guy?
I get too scared, you know.
It's weird because American Crime Story is all based on, they're going to do multiple, like, stories. I think the next one is about, like, the Exxon Valdez oil spill or...
Ooh, Alaska? That was, Exxon Valdez, was that was
I think so, thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even if it's the other, it's one of the big oil spills that happened.
Cool. I mean, not cool that there was oil spill. Cool.
But those are all based on real stories.
You get to binge watch it.
American Horror Story is like a weird narrative, like, creep show. Why are they the same? Why are they related? One's real. One's, like, true, you know?
I don't even know what American Horror Story is about.
I don't know. It's just like Jessica Lange walking around like a creep every season or something.
Have you listened to that other podcast, Crime Town?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They're doing the one on Providence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the first season. Buddy Cianci.
Yeah, hell yeah. Part of it. It's very interesting.
Dope.
If the people from Crime Town hear this, I'll
take
come
us
on.
Up. Yeah.
We'll come on.
Yeah. Can I come on?
Yeah.
I mean, this is your show.
You can come.
Oh, cool.
You brought it up?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had this cross-promotion without you.
Shout out to Gimlet Media. Pick us up.
Yeah, pick us up. Come on. Are they Rhode Island-based? I don't think they are.
I don't think so.
They're just doing a story on Rhode Island, right?
Yeah, they're just profiting off of Rhode Island.
Right, right.
Which is what the mob does.
Profit off Rhode Island, right.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what Kurt Schilling does.
Yeah, Kurt Schilling.
At Gehrig38 on Twitter. Tweet at him. Tell him I miss him.
Kurt Schilling.
Yep.
That's right.
Piece of shit.
Go Red Sox.
Yeah. Couldn't have won the World Series without him, right?
I guess not.
I don't believe it.
What?
I just resent Kurt Schilling. I love the Red Sox more than most things. I just resent Kurt Schilling.
Because of 38 Studios.
Amongst other things.
Do you want to get into it?
A general piece of shit. No, I feel like the people who know why I don't like Curt Schilling already know. And for those who don't, just ask him on Twitter.
Yeah, ask him on Twitter. Say yeah. It's from John.
It's from me. At John Stenning.
At John Stenning?
No, it's just at John Stenning now. So, it used to be A-T, like it used to be the at symbol, then A-T-J-O-N-S-T-E-N-N-I-N-G, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it got confusing because of how I just started
at John Stenning.
Right. It's kind of a Star Wars joke. Some people didn't get it because of the at-ats, the A-T-A-Ts. Okay. Yeah. So.
But you really have to capitalize the A and the T.
Sure. You know, it's just, some people don't even call them at-ats, some people call them A-T-A-Ts.
Wait, they're at-ats? They're not A-T-A-Ts?
This is a topic of conversation that I have at work often. When I'm working with the toy company that I work with, sometimes.
Mattel.
They.
Shout out to Barbie.
There are people who are part of, like, the brand teams, and I've heard this, I've even heard this argument online. Some people call them AT-ATs, some people call them AT-ATs. People who call them AT-ATs, I think they're like, well, there are also AT-STs, and those aren't called AT-STs, you know? But I guess it's whatever. We know what you're talking about, right? Kind, you know, if I were to say at, now you know what I'm talking about.
An at or an atst.
Right, an atst.
I'd say, John, are you okay?
Right. And in Rogue One, there's the AT-ACT.
Oh, really?
The all-terrain, all-cargo transport. All-terrain armored cargo transport. All-terrain armored transport. All-terrain scout transport. That's what they all stand for.
I don't remember all that much about Rogue One.
I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt.
It looks good.
Thanks.
Stormtrooper? Who's that?
It's Princess Leia.
Oh, Carrie.
Carrie Fisher.
So back to the podcast that you're I'm helping. I'm
no, this is great.
Carrie died last year.
Carrie Fisher died. Yep.
That was a sad one.
Yes. Didn't like that at all.
And then, okay, but here's my thing, you know, and I don't like to get into conspiracy theories, mm-hmm. but then right after that, Debbie Reynolds died, a la, you know, The Notebook, Ryan Gosling, and what was the girl? Who's the girl?
Rachel Adams.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
You know, the old, you know, one of them dies and the other one dies right away. Same thing with Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds. It just seems a little funny.
It is funny. Something I think even on top of that makes it more ironic is that Carrie Fisher wrote a book about a mother-daughter relationship that ended up being turned into a movie, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but the story of that book was how this upcoming actress had a famous mom who, like, always overshadowed her and, like, always took the spotlight away from her. And it's just really ironic that a day after Carrie Fisher died, her mom died.
Debbie Reynolds.
I mean,
sorry,
obviously,
you're not going
to
let
she's not trying to steal her spotlight or anything, but I just thought it was very ironic that they kind of had a really a tough relationship growing, like, through the early years, both of them. Like, coping with, I mean, Carrie Fisher was very open with her troubles with her mom and alcoholism and drug addiction mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And it's just, yeah, really, really bizarre that she died a day after, 2 days after. And they were buried together.
That's weird.
I don't know. I know.
Maybe not that weird.
I know Carrie Fisher was cremated. And her urn is a Prozac pill, in the shape of a Prozac pill.
What?
Because Carrie Fisher is the coolest person ever.
Is she a spokesperson for Prozac?
No, she just loved Prozac that much because it helped her with her depression. So, yeah, she had a big, like, urn-sized Prozac pill made to... actually, she had it, and it was, like, her favorite thing in her house. Like, she just put it up.
So she had an urn, and she was like, well, when I go, throw me in the Prozac.
I think she just had it because she thought it was funny and would, like, sit on her desk, and it was just a piece of art. And then they were like, she loved this. Let's put her remains in it.
She'd, like, lick it every once in a while.
Yeah, and they buried that.
Prozac.
Buried that with Debbie Reynolds.
Did she have, like, a Viagra pill that she was
cremated? See, I'm not sure if she was cremated.
I don't know that much about Debbie Reynolds. I don't even know any movies. I can't name a movie that Debbie
Halloween Town.
Don't know it.
Halloween Town 2.
What about Halloween Town 3? I saw that
one. It was called Halloween Town High.
Wow.
High, yeah.
Were these good? Were these good movies?
These are Disney Channel original movies.
Oh, okay.
The first one I was a big fan of. The second one, Halloween Town 2, Balthazar's Revenge. Not as good.
So these are Disney movies.
Yeah.
I just remember My Date with the President's Daughter. That was like an ABC family. Disney movie.
Yeah, it was. Starring the older brother from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Right?
He goes on, I think so.
And Alex Mack, was the girl from Alex Mack the president's daughter in that?
I don't know. I never, Alex Mack was Nickelodeon, right?
Correct.
I didn't have cable TV growing up.
Gotcha.
So I watched a lot of fuzzy Power Rangers.
Uh-huh. I watched a lot of Power Rangers.
Yeah, man.
You excited for that new Power Rangers movie?
Yeah, kind of.
I'll see it.
Yeah, I'll see it.
Yeah. I just said that I went and saw Lego Batman. I'm not above going to see certain movies.
No, I'm not above going to see the Power Rangers at all. I mean, I think that that's right in line with what I should be seeing.
I think so, too.
As a man-child of 29.
Sure.
Yeah. Power Rangers, I'm the target market.
For right. It's, that. I. Yeah, exactly. We are definitely part of the demographic they're going after.
Oh,
people
yeah.
who grew up with that sort of shit.
That's probably why there are, you know, attractive male and females playing those roles, is because they're
right.
trying to do the sex thing. The
but
sex
there
thing.
Aren't... Do kids like Power Rangers? Like, is Power Rangers a thing still? Like, that's still on TV that is relevant to kids? Or are they only playing to an older demographic?
Even, like, Rita Repulsa is... She's a... That's a popular actress playing Rita Repulsa.
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Bill Hader is the voice of...
Zordon?
No, but Bryan Cranston is Zordon.
No way.
Bill Hader is the voice of the robot.
Oh, what's the...
I can't think of his name right now.
R2-D2?
Yeah. Yeah, R2-D2. R2-3PO. Him.
Right.
But he's like, danger, Zordon, danger.
That's
yeah,
amazing.
It's Bill Hader. Yeah. So it's it could be fun. I like Elizabeth Banks a lot.
She was in Hunger Games.
She's in Hunger Games. She's in Wet Hot American Summer.
The movie and the show.
Yes. Did you see the show?
Some episodes. Not
yeah.
enough.
She's like the older journalist that poses as a camp counselor.
What else is she in?
Elizabeth Banks was in I Love You, Man. She's the...
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it is. Slap the bass. Everyone loves that
slap,
line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul Rudd's okay.
Yeah,
I like
Paul Rudd.
The other guy. The guy from
Jason Segel.
Yeah, I like Jason Segel.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a little dopey.
Yeah. Some guy online right now is eating a picture of Jason Segel every day until Jason Segel eats a picture of the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Is
he's in like day right four or five right now.
Content.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know... The last time I checked was, like, episode 4 or 5. He had 1,000 views. People are watching it. I mean, we're talking about it.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm going to... This will be a thing I have to write a mental note and
yes.
make sure I go look at it.
I eat a picture of Jason Segel every day until Jason Segel eats a picture of me. That's... Yeah, it's something like that. Very similar. So as far as death is concerned, are you health conscious at all? Do you exercise? Do you watch... What you eat? Do you care about any of that?
I mean, I'm terrified about having a stroke or heart attack.
Uh-huh. So are you a low saturated fat, low cholesterol type of guy?
No, if anything, I've been eating more fast food than ever.
Yes, we talked about this last time. You you spend some time on the road.
Travel for work,
and you eat fast food.
Yeah, and not by choice. I mean,
Do you try to make healthy options when you go to these fast food places?
Well, the guy that I work for, his wife, she's a nurse, and she told me that one of the healthiest things you can eat on the road is a Happy Meal.
Really?
Apparently.
Uh-huh.
It comes with apple slices.
It does come with apple slices now, some milk.
And a little thing of fries.
Yep. Now, how often do you get the Happy Meal?
A couple times.
And it comes with, you get it either with like a cheeseburger or chicken nuggets, correct?
Yeah, typically the cheeseburger.
Yep.
Comes with a toy.
And do you save these toys or do you throw them out?
Save them.
There's probably Power Rangers ones coming out soon.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I may be hitting up McDonald's many, many times.
McDonald's, the go-to place?
It's just the only place that's around. I mean,
it's very, very prevalent. They're everywhere. But it's not necessarily your favorite place to go to.
No.
I think we talked about this last time, more of a BK Lounge guy?
Not a BK Lounge guy.
Wendy's guy.
Wendy's guy, worked at Wendy's, hardcore Wendy's.
Worked at Wendy's.
Wendy's tattoo on my ass.
Ooh, nice. So you don't even hold it against Wendy's that you worked there?
No.
I worked at a Stop and Shop. Don't like going there anymore.
I don't like going to Stop and Shop.
Yep.
I live near an Aldi.
Uh-huh.
And Shaw's.
Yep. You go to those?
Yeah, you know.
How's Aldi?
It's pretty weird.
It's really close to your name.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like 50. It's only
German.
50%
it's
of the
German
word.
Store.
It is German?
I believe it's German.
Is your name German?
No.
No.
It's Albert.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the origin of Albert is.
Me neither.
Oh.
But I think it means incredibly good looking, intelligent.
In all languages. In the universal language.
I think it means right. Yeah, whatever.
It means... God's gift to the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what Jonathan means. If you look it up in some dumbass Christian, like, name book.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's good. I mean, I would want...
Listen, don't even... My dad's...
I don't know if we can get into that.
My dad's name is John.
Okay.
J-O-H-N.
Yep.
Norman Stenning.
John Norman Stenning.
My name is Jonathan Norman Stenning.
But you're not a junior.
Nope. Do you know how many problems that has caused with the United States Postal Service in changing my address?
No.
Having moved out of my parents' house?
Why, are you getting your dad's mail?
Yep. And you know how pissed my dad is at me because of that? I filled out the paperwork properly. They named me not John Norman Jr. They named me Jonathan Stenning.
Why?
Because my mom liked the name Jonathan.
So why wouldn't they name you the, you know, Norman John instead or something like that?
Don't know. I'd rather be named Norman than Jonathan. I think Jonathan, I hate saying it, it's one of the most pretentious names.
So, but you're John. You still call yourself John.
I go by John. I have no problem with John.
Does your dad have an H in the John?
He does. I do not. Hmm. People spell it with an H. Sometimes it pisses me off. But like I said earlier, a lot of things piss me off. And maybe that's something I'm trying to work on.
I hear you. Or maybe death will come sooner and you won't have to worry about it anymore.
Point exactly.
I'm learning, right?
Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah. That's how I feel.
But hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully you'll live to about 240 years old.
Yeah, when it comes down to it, I do want to live to be 200 years old.
Sweet.
But if I died right now, wouldn't care.
You wouldn't know.
Exactly.
Unless it was like the Lovely Bones, where I think you kind of float around, right?
Yes. Yes. Jennifer Lawrence is like R-worded and killed in that movie, right?
R-worded?
Yes. Raped.
Oh!
I think that's a bad word to say now.
That's
right?
Not funny. That's not funny. I don't know why I laughed.
I laughed too.
I thought you were using the other R word, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Synonym for tardy.
Yeah.
What happens to a what?
Like bread. You know, sourdough bread. You retard the bread, I believe.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
My dad works in the bread industry. I have never heard that.
Wait, is your dad a big shot in the bread industry?
He's not. I didn't say he was a big shot. He's a big. He invented bread. My dad invented bread.
Chief Loafer.
Yeah.
Chief Loafer.
I just told you his
name. That's a pun, right?
Chief Loaf.
Chief Loaf.
Yeah.
Chief Loafer.
Chief Loafer.
Loafer, you know,
that's amazing. That's like a three-way pun. Because it's a shoe pun, it's a bread pun, and it's a lazy pun.
We're probably going to get in trouble for using that R word, both of those R words.
We'll bleep them out.
Okay.
So then the people don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah. They're so confused. So you can't, so saying rape, the R, that's a, okay.
No, I don't think it's.
I forgot where we were, John. Now I'm lost.
We're talking about Lovely Bones.
Oh, right.
And I'm pretty sure Stanley Tucci's character, why am I having such trouble saying the word rape? Rapes and kills Jennifer Lawrence's character in that. And then she becomes this, like, ether-type being that is, like, trying to help someone else solve the crime so Stanley Tucci's character, the rapist, gets put in jail, right?
I read the book, and you're starting to bring stuff up.
If I die, I do not want that. When I die, I do not want to have that happen.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, like, trying to solve a crime.
You know, the thing I think about with post-death is, what happens to time? Is there time? Are you a thing? Or just think, you know, you can't even comprehend it, right?
Right.
It's bizarre. It's just mind-bending.
It is mind-bending. It's something that you could probably think about and have its own podcast on. But we don't, no one knows the answer, right? Some people think they know, whether it be faith-based or just, you know, spiritually, however they feel about it, and
you can't know.
You can't know.
You let nobody know.
Right.
No one.
No.
Right.
I mean, some people, wasn't there, like, that one kid who, like, died for, like, 30 minutes, and then he came back, and he was like, I saw Grandma and Grandpa.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's very necromancy-ish.
It also seems like bullshit, and they probably told the kid what to say.
Wasn't that a book that sold many millions of copies or something like that?
And they turned out they were just lying.
Speaking of rape and science fiction, have you watched The Magicians?
The Magicians?
Oh,
no.
It's on Sci-Fi.
On Sci-Fi? No, I haven't.
I suggest it.
Huh, interesting. What else? There's another good movie on a good show on Sci-Fi right now. Is Legion on Sci-Fi?
No, I think that's FX. Is that Marvel? That's a Marvel show, right?
Yeah, it's a Marvel show. That is on FX.
That's supposed to be good.
Then there's another show. It's a Sci-Fi show that's on Sci-Fi. It's an SCIFI show that's on SYFY.
Right.
But I can't remember. It's supposed to be good too, and it's new. It's probably around the same, around the same time as this other show that you were telling me about that I've already forgotten.
The Magicians.
The Magicians.
It's kind of like the OC.
Oh, okay.
Star Trek.
Really?
Harry Potter.
Do you like magic?
Like Magic the Gathering.
Do you like Magic the Gathering?
Not really.
You ever play Dungeons and Dragons?
No, I'd love to.
I'll play.
If you have any friends or you want to play, I'm down.
I'll play.
Cool.
I have a 20-sided die in my pocket at all times.
I don't know what that means.
Oh. Well, it's just a die with 20. It's a dice.
For the game. Because you roll.
Because you roll it. Yeah, you roll.
Are you the game master?
It's the DM, Dungeon Master.
Dungeon Master?
Yeah.
Are you a Dungeon Master?
I am. But there's other great role-playing games, too.
Oh, I'm down. I remember I saw a recent Facebook post that you were talking about Settlers of Catan.
Yes, which is a fun game to play, and some people might have taken it like I was talking shit about Settlers of Catan, which I wasn't, but what I said was, playing Settlers of Catan does not make you a nerd, or something to that effect, right?
Why would it make you a nerd?
Because I think a lot of people think, post a picture on Instagram of their Settlers of Catan board, and they're, like, nerding it up on a Saturday night, and they're just, like, this pretty girl who, like, wears glasses to read, and she thinks she's a nerd. You know what I mean? It's, like, that type of people that piss me off. Settlers of Catan is a great, great fucking thing. It's
have
great
you played game. Carcassonne?
I have not. Shadowrun? You ever played Shadowrun?
No.
It's sci-fi.
I will play.
Shadowrun is awesome. It is a sci-fi-based game like Settlers of Catan, role-playing, sci-fi, like, fantasy. It's really cool.
How many players? Is it like four players?
You can do four to six. You can do eight. You can do eight with Shadowrun. I don't... Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Date night.
We've been playing Risk lately.
Ooh, never played Risk either.
European Risk. Hasbro recently put out a European Risk, and I picked that up.
More Mattel kind of guy.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I can't work for Mattel. It's against my contract.
Really?
I think Hasbro would not call me anymore if I started working for Mattel. I think so. Because it's just like the life of a freelancer. They wouldn't even have to explain it to me. They would just not ask me to work anymore.
Yeah.
But there's probably some...
You're blacklisted. You get blacklisted.
You get blacklisted. From Hop Sings.
From what?
From Hop Sings.
Hop Sings?
Yeah, that's the place that Elaine's communist boyfriend gets blacklisted from in Seinfeld.
Oh.
Hop Sing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Gotta love talking about communism. It's a bad word, just like rape.
Communism's a bad word?
Mm. Trump won't say it.
He won't say it.
Just like socialism is a bad word, too.
And he won't say communism or socialism.
I don't know if he won't say them, but I know that he thinks that they're bad words. People are scared of words like socialism and communism. But that's for a different podcast.
Yeah, that's way... Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about sci-fi.
Or sci-fi.
Video game, trying to, you know, play games.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Anything else you want to talk about death-wise?
Death-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you want to talk about? I don't know either.
I don't know. I mean... We're talking. I like to try to end it on talking about the health consciousness, and so sometimes you try to eat a happy meal.
Oh yeah, the fast food thing.
Do you say you don't exercise?
I do.
You do?
We like to go for long walks.
Oh, I think that's great.
Running, I'm not a running guy.
No,
because
running can get boring.
If I'm being chased, I suppose I would run.
But, sure.
You know, I look like an idiot when I run.
Mm-hmm. Long walks are great, though.
Long walks are great.
Yeah, outside type of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You hike at all?
Love to hike.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Not to be like the cool hip kind of, you know, I've got the long beard and all
yeah.
that. Not to be just no. for the exercise and picturesque views.
A lot of people, I hear a lot of people thinking that, like, even being health conscious is like a really hip thing right now. And fuck that.
It's hip to take care of your body.
Yeah, what the hell? So, no, hiking's awesome. I don't care if people think it's
hipster. I only eat Lucky Charms and macaroni and cheese all day long.
Yeah, oh, that's so good. Cheetos are great.
Yeah. Cheetos are great.
They are.
Or Aldi brand Cheetos are good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They just fine?
They're good. They're great.
I don't like that.
But yeah, health conscious. I mean, yeah, hikes are good.
Hikes are great. Walks are great.
Biking's cool.
Biking's cool. You got a bike?
Yeah.
Mountain bike?
Nah, it's
hybrid.
Sort of hybrid, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Not too heavy.
Ride around wherever?
Got to get it from my parents' house.
Nice.
It's chilling there right now.
Yeah, it's tough. You got a fancy. You're like a house person. I live in an apartment.
Yeah.
I got to bring my bike up to the second floor. Kind
of
sucks.
It feels like a death of a certain type owning a house.
You think so?
Oh, it's weighty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of responsibility.
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I suppose I could just not pay my bills.
Yeah.
And go into foreclosure.
Then they take the house away from you.
Then they take the house away and I'm back living with my parents again.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, they would not like that. Mm.
No. Would you?
No.
Yeah.
I love my parents. So health consciousness, no.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're doing a little bit better job of hosting at this point.
No, I don't want that. I don't
health
want
consciousness, diet. So we talked diet, we talked exercise, walking around. Yeah, I mean, I I've talked about this before. I think my health consciousness is more rooted in vanity than it is in anything else.
So you lost 75 pounds?
Correct. About, yeah.
Over the last?
2 years.
Maintained the weight loss?
Oh, yeah. I'm still trying to lose weight, which some people might tell me is unhealthy, and you can go fuck yourself.
So are you at a number, or is there like a number that you try to maintain or get below?
Right now, I am hovering right around 170. Okay. I hope to be hovering more around 160. Okay. The problem is, when I get to 160, will I want to hover around 150?
Probably.
Probably. And so I think a lot of it is mental, and I think there's a little bit of, like, body dysmorphia in there and stuff.
I've got that.
I for sure have it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. But at the same time, I don't know if it, like, sure, there are ways to, like, overexert yourself and exercise too much or eat too little. But, like, I count my calories every day. Yeah, I count all my calories every day. I have an app on my phone. I put in every, like, I burned 600 calories this morning at the gym. Like, I'm
so you're a gym guy?
Yes, recent. I've been a member at a gym for a month. When I started losing this weight, I lived in San Diego, and I could be outside and exercise whenever.
Rollerblade,
scoot using scooters a lot. But then when I came here, back to Rhode Island, I was like, shit, I can't necessarily exercise all the time walking, even just like a simple walk outside. So I decided to join a gym, which I mostly hate. Like, there's people at the gym that I hate. There's people who work there that I hate. You know, it's like they play loud, shitty music, but it's, you know, it's an okay place to go.
Can you take a shower? They have showers there?
They have showers there. You know what my problem is? I go to Planet Fitness, which is quote unquote the judgment-free zone.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
It's not. No. One time I walked in there and someone was like, hey man, I like your shirt. Someone who worked there.
That sounds judgmental to me.
Listen, even though it's a positive, it's still judging, right? That person worked there. I'm trying to get them fired.
telling you that you like their shirt. They like
They liked my X-Files shirt.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate it. Don't comment on the way I look.
Sounds like you're stepping right into a judgment zone.
Yeah, exactly. The person behind the front desk is telling me. And then someone else was like, let me see that shirt. Like the other person who was behind the desk working there. And I don't know why I didn't just tell them to go fuck themselves.
Hey, you're fired.
Right, but instead I showed them the shirt and they're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like they had to justify that it was cool. I'm filing a complaint.
So will you be confrontational in a situation like that? I know I will.
I will be, yes. And that is one of my biggest flaws is how confrontational I am.
See, me, I would do it on the quiet, on the chit, you know.
Really?
Go write a secret Yelp, create a secret Yelp account.
Uh-huh. Are you one of those guys?
Nah, not anymore.
I won't tell a manager, more so than I would tell that person in the moment that what I think they're doing is wrong. Because when I like, step away from it and think about it, I'm like, ah, it's not really that big of a deal. I'm not going to tell a manager. But my problem is, like, snapping immediately. One time I told my girlfriend's grandma at the Thanksgiving table that she was promoting ignorance. That's the type of person I am. I'm not proud, but do I regret it? Not really.
It's funny now telling that story.
It's very funny.
You and her grandma, are you buddy-buddy now? Is she still with us?
She is still with us. I would not say we are buddy-buddy.
Okay.
There's some interesting history there. We can talk about off pod, but she's a nice lady, and I don't think like she resents me for it. We've talked since.
Oh, that's good.
And it morphed into like an intelligent conversation back and forth where we were talking about things, you know. But maybe I shouldn't have told her that she was promoting ignorance. But when I say it now, I smile a bit.
So if you're promoting ignorance, that almost sounds backwards, right? Because to be ignorant means to not be promoting anything.
Basically, I think the basis of this was, it was right around Thanksgiving, right? So it was just after Trump had been elected, and there were a lot of scary thoughts going around, people who were like families of immigrants, and whether or not to tell the children of these immigrants like what might happen when Donald Trump gets into office. And so my point was like, yes, let's inform them and let's let them know. And she was like, well, they're little kids. You shouldn't tell them. And I said, well, I think you're promoting ignorance. And so that's, I don't know, I guess if this was like a three-year-old kid, you don't need to tell them, Donnie's coming to take your mommy and daddy. But if they're curious and they're like 10 years old and they have questions about it, talk to them about it, I think.
Like Santa Claus.
Exactly. Talk to them about it. I mean, sure, you got to dumb it down because they're a child, and children are dumb, but...
True.
Kids are dumb.
All of them.
Oh, just dumb. It's not their fault.
No.
They got small brains. They're just young.
They've spent too much time playing on their iPads. I blame the parents.
This I generation.
Yeah, I generation, exactly.
iPhone, iPad.
iMac,
iWatch. I've got to get a new life. Mm-hmm. You know.
This problem.
It's just one step closer to death.
To the singularity.
Yep. And so that's what we should go out on. We're going to end this podcast. I'm going to thank you, Albie, very much for coming.
Thank you.
And once you guys are done listening, please Google the singularity and do some research so that you can let Albie and I know exactly what it means.
That would be great.
All right. Well, Albie, thank you very much. This has been Fleshing It In. I'm John Stenner.
Decaf left, regular right. Decaf left, regular right. It's very challenging work.